Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Bulldogs Podcast. This week, your hosts are Sam Gilman and Jackie Spinell. Today, we are doing an episode centered around the school musical Working, which has its two final streamings this weekend, once on Friday the 23rd at 7:30 p.m. and once Saturday the 24th at 7:30 p.m. We will be interviewing a couple of the actors who starred in the musical, as well as the director, Mr. Murphy.
First off, we have Kristen DeRoche. Welcome.
Hi, good to be here. Good to be here.
All right, Kristen, can you please give us an overview of what the musical is about for all of the listeners that might not know?
All right. Well, the musical Working is in some ways an exploration of working people from all walks of life who coming together every day, 9 to 5, build America. It reveals the way their relationships to their work connect to their humanity despite the job itself and its limitations. And it's set in contemporary America, like today, 2021. But like, despite the show being from the 1970s, like even today, you can find things that are timeless.
So can you please start by or just tell us a little bit about your experience and the process of recording your parts of the musical?
Well, the process, it obviously starts with learning the parts. And I think for a lot of people, that might have been like one of the biggest struggles because we couldn't be within an environment where we could all talk to each other and hear how we all sounded with one another and like help each other out with some notation stuff. So it made it kind of difficult in some ways to like do the practice like over Zoom and like also like do independent work on our own. Like especially if you didn't pick up the parts as fast. Like for me, I had so much trouble memorizing my monologue and like I barely like was able to memorize it like in time. Because it was just a lot of work to do, but you know, we made it through, and like I think that's a real testament to like the ability of the theater department to be able to pull something together like this and to have it be successful.
I'm sure it was a lot of work, and I'm sure, and I can't even imagine what it must have been like being in this play, like not being able to perform in front of an audience because of everything going on. Another thing I would like to ask is just in what ways do you think this year's process of producing the musical was easier or harder? And just to like kind of why?
Well, it was definitely easier in that I could pick up other things around the musical. Like, whereas like in other years, you would have to drop a lot of like possible like extracurriculars and yeah, like focus all of your attention to the musical. I was actually able to play a sport while I was doing the musical, which isn't something like, it's hard to schedule that. And sure, like, it would not be like possible in a normal year. I'd say like I said, like learning the parts was harder, getting the recordings like to be like up to par was definitely harder. Like there was just a lot more effort required because like in a live performance, there is more room for error. Some things like might get, you know, lost on the stage. So it's not that bad if you make a mistake or mess up, but these are like recordings that are forever. You can't like edit them as easily. Like this is like, you have to get that one take that is just like, that is just right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's really great that you were also able to pursue other interests while also taking this on. And I think that's really, yeah. So thank you for sharing that. And we are going to ask all of the actors this, but why would you encourage others to watch the musical?
Well, I think first and foremost, it was an experience that I really want to share with other people. Like, I watched the first screening with a friend, and like, just to be able, she really enjoyed it actually. And just to be able to talk about like, not only that experience, but the product, which actually came out really well. Like, I feel like a lot of people had doubts about like the virtual setup, but I really think it's something worth watching, something worth spending time on. And then there's the whole idea of the message behind the musical. Like, it's all of these individual people coming together and like, in the play at least, like making America. And in a lot of ways, that's reflective of our current pandemic situation. We are all individuals and we all have very different circumstances. But at the end of the day, we're all coming together in our own communities and making it, like, I guess, better in a way, like making this experience easier for each other.
Yeah, being there for one another. Well, that's really great. Thank you so much, Kristen, for joining us today. And congratulations on your performance. And I can't wait to tune in this weekend. And we hope you have a nice afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Joe Murphy. Welcome, Joe. It's so great to have you. Can you please start by introducing yourself?
Hi, I'm Joe Murphy. I'm a junior at Dwight. And I was in the virtual musical this year.
Awesome. It's great to have you. So can you please start or tell us a little bit about your experience with the musical and the process of recording and learning your parts?
Yeah, so we figured out that we were going to do a virtual musical in about November-ish, and we got our parts after spring break, and that's when we really started to like learn our lines and our songs. And we didn't get to filming until like March, but that's when we were given our green screens and tasked to do it ourselves.
Well, yeah, that's pretty unique. And I'm sure it's pretty impressive that you were able to do it in like that short amount of time. And adding on to that, was it like a challenge to manage your other work along with the responsibilities of like, you know, being an actor as part of this musical?
It wasn't too hard because I didn't mind just like over the weekend because it didn't take long. It took like maybe an hour, hour and a half. But once you got that done, all you had to do was send it in. So it didn't take like a lot of extra time and effort to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, other than that, we were just wondering, you know, what's like one big reason why you would encourage others to, you know, get involved and watch the musical this Friday and Saturday?
Because it's a really unique thing. You're never going to get to have an experience to see an online musical that was produced and recorded during a global pandemic. So,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. It certainly is, you know, a different experience, I'm sure, for all the actors and everyone who helped out, and definitely also for the viewers. And everybody who's tuning in to watch it. So thank you so much, Joe, for joining us, and congratulations on the musical.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Next up, we have Christina Rigo. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. Can you just start by introducing yourself and say what part you had?
Hi, I'm Christina Rigo, and I played Dolores Dante, the waitress.
What do you think was one maybe more unexpected challenge that came up while recording or producing or learning your lines?
Well, I have been in multiple musicals in my life, so learning my lines wasn't necessarily a struggle, but two struggles that I can think of was learning music online through Zoom was very hard because in two of the songs that I was in, it was a round where different people are singing different lines of music at the same time. So to learn that and have to record that individually was a challenge because you cannot hear anybody else singing with you or rely on anyone else to like go off of or hear any of the other harmonies. So seeing the harmonies by yourself was kind of strange.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. And just finally, like, why would you encourage others to watch this musical?
Well,
like, what's one really like special reason you think that like, you know, it stands out and why others should just tune in?
I'm pretty biased and I think it's just great because I'm in it. obviously, but I think it's a very good representation of what you can make in a pandemic and like showing the good, like the bright sides of it. So it's a whole bunch of different people from like literally everywhere. Like, I don't even know where half the cast was filming, but it's like a great like show of teamwork, even when you can't be together. And just, it's very like, it's a great just like collage of a whole bunch of, it's, I can't think of the word, but it shows a lot of like teamwork, as I said before, and just shows people like perseverance, like keep like yeah. to keep on trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really great. And especially just watching something like that where you can see, you know, true teamwork and true unity, especially in the pandemic amongst the Dwight Englewood community, is definitely so hopeful. And I really do, again, encourage others to watch this. So thank you so much, Christina, for joining us, and congratulations on the musical.
Thank you so much.
Next up, we have Mr. Murphy. Can you please start by introducing yourself?
Hi, I am Mr. Murphy, and I am the Upper School Theater Director here at Dwight Englewood School. And I'm very happy to be here.
Awesome. It's great to have you. So how do you think this year's production stands out from past performances, other than the fact that it was filmed in such a unique way? And you can also talk a little bit about the filming process.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, this is such an unusual year with COVID and the shutdown, and, you know, everybody being kind of so isolated, you know, even though we're all meeting together on Zoom, it's a very isolating experience. And theater is such a collaboration, you know, everybody comes together and you have, you know, big rehearsals, and then you go through Tech Week, which is always, I mean, it's called Hell Week, and, you know, you bond with that group of students. That group of students makes friends, and, you know, they're, it's an outlet. I think theater is an outlet for, you know, being a social being, you know, and we couldn't have any of that. And then we had chosen working early in the year because it is a modular, I should say, it's a modular musical. Because of it, I mean, and it's a unique musical because Stephen Schwartz put this together from the book of interviews that Studs Terkel did way, way back in the 1970s. And then Stephen Schwartz asked several other composers to come in and write, you know, a couple of songs for the show. So, you know, James Taylor has two songs in there, and all of these, you know, so the 14 songs, the 14 main songs, have a very individual feel to all of them, because they are written by different people. And they are taken from the words of these real people that Studs Terkel interviewed. And it has been revived, and our version, I mean, it's called the 2012 version, but I think they revamped it in 2007 and asked, they took out a couple of songs that were no longer relevant to current culture. And they asked Lin-Manuel Miranda to come in and write two new songs. And so we have that up-to-date version. And I liked the musical because it was, you know, these 14 songs, and I could, through Zoom, rehearse with each of the soloists or with an ensemble and tell them, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want you to video.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And, you know, having done theater many years ago when I was much younger, in person, of course, I can see, you know, some huge differences between, you know, a regular learning a script and learning how to do the musical and working with everybody on the team and the director. You know, I could really just, I can imagine that there must have been many struggles that also must have come of it, but also many new experiences that have formed. So why would you, through all of this, why would you encourage others to watch the musical this year and also participate in the musical next year?
Everyone should see it because Everyone in it gives a really solid, wonderful performance, and it's a moving piece. I found myself tearing up on a couple of the songs because they resonate with me, you know. And also because you may never see anything like it again, because hopefully we are back on stage doing, you know, regular theater and musical theater in our theaters, right? You asked me why people should come and join the musical next year. Because musical theater creates camaraderie. It creates a family. It creates a safe space to create. And I think everybody should tap into their creative process, whether it's painting, singing, dancing, writing. And the Upper School Theater offers that to anyone who is interested in, you know, performing.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations to you and the entire cast with all the work you've done. And I'm sure it was a lot. And we really appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. And we hope you have a great day. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today and tuning into this week's episode of the Bulldogs Podcast. We hope you all watch the musical Working, which is streaming on Friday the 23rd, again at 7:30, and on Saturday the 24th at 7:32. As always, feel free to reach out to us with any questions or ideas. Our email is bulldogpodcasts@d-e.org, and we'll see you in the next episode. We hope you have a great week.